I might think I'm so special, and I don't really know that much. I'm not married for so long yet. My kids are still very young. I don't really know that much, but this guy does know a lot about kids, so I'm going to talk about what he has to say, and hopefully it'll be something that we can all learn from and apply and employ in our daily and future lives, depending on where we are in life, you know, whatever stage we might be at. Rav Nachum Diamond is a mashkiach and a very sought after speaker in Eretz Yisrael and Ratzino Kedosha. And basically, he speaks all about, you know, raising kids, about marriage, about all sorts of issues. He's not really a psychologist, but he has a lot of experience, knowledge about how to talk to people, how to help people. And a couple of years ago, they put out a couple of books. The first one was called Zachu. As the Gemara says, Zachu, Shechina Beinehem. If a husband and wife are Zocher, then there's a Shechina between them. And then that was all about marriage. It was beautiful. Finally, I got it on the Hefker table one day in Yeshiva. The best things you find on the Hefker table. People make the biggest mistakes leaving them there. But I got a good sefer. And then this year they put out a sefer called Zvizakenu. Zvizakenu Legadel Banim Uvnei Vanim. Tamdei Chachamim. And it's all of his lectures on the topic, and it's fantastic. I highly recommend everybody get one from Z. Berman or wherever you buy your Sfarim. You can even order for SBM and get a bunch, whatever it is that people want. And he speaks all about raising kids, and it's unbelievable what he has to say. Speaks very much about this week's parasha, or this coming week's parasha, parasha Bereishit. We say, lo tov hayo, it's just a start. The Gemara says that, the Gemara's not sure. What's better to do? When you want to have a party, invite a lot of guests, what do you do? Do you set the table first, or do you invite the guests first? Which one do you do? What do you think? You invite the guests to come, but the table's not set. Or they're going to come and see that the table's empty, and you have to set it in front of them. So the Gemara says, not like you said, but we'll get to there. The Gemara says, you first set the table and then you tell them to come in. The thing is that if it's a Persian wedding, Persian whatever, first you invite the guests and then you set up. Because you have time, you know, just like tonight. You had a lot of time until everyone showed up. But Baruch Hashem, you know, it works out. Hashem, when he created his world, first he set the table, created the entire world, and the last thing he made was Adam. Adam is Hashem's guest in this world. Hashem created it for us. What's our purpose in this world? Why did Hashem create us? Why did Hashem put us here? It's a very loaded question, but what does the Torah say? Hashem put us in this world, at least in the Gan, le'ovda u'lishomra, to work the Gan, to guard the Gan of Eden. What does that mean, le'ovda u'lishomra? I thought I was a guest. If someone shows up to your house and he says, can I help? You obviously say no, you know, everything's okay. Who gives his guest a broom and says, get going, you know? Nobody does that, right? Hashem did that to us. Hashem said, take care of the world. Why? Why does the world need to be taken care of? So another question. We say, mitzvah b'hai al-maleka. The Gemara says that you do mitzvot, you learn Torah, you do all sorts of great things, but you don't get any reward for it in this world. It's really strange. You learn the Torah, it says so many things that you do, you get reward for them in this world. You get arichut yamim, you get rains when you do the mitzvot, we say in Shema. Why is it that we see that we do clearly get rewarded? So the answer to that might be the same. It's not really reward. When we get what we need, it's so we can do our job here. Hashem wants us to take care of the world. He needs to give us the tools to do it. That's the reward, you know. Sometimes my brother-in-law had a friend in the army who was on the Gaza border. It was when they first started with all these balloons and the fires they would throw over the border. He said they had to shoot them out of the sky. But they had very old machine guns. It's not going to work. He said they davened that they should have better machine guns to shoot the balloons out of the sky from. But they didn't. Hashem rewards us with better tools, with more parnasa, with more things that we pray for. That's really the schar in this world. And that brings us to really the question, though, why? Why do we have to work so hard? Why can't Hashem just give it to us? We came to visit. We came to eat here. We came to enjoy this world. And He's making us get to work. Specifically, in raising a family. The Torah says, Lo tov heyot ha'adam levado. Hashem says, you shouldn't be alone. You should get married. Why is it not good? Why is it not good to be alone? Think about it. A single guy, if he lives at his parents' house, he has no rent. Once he gets married, he can't live at his parents' house anymore for too long. After a while, he has to get out. But a single guy can live at his parents' house. Or he can have an apartment, one simple rent, one feeding one person, maybe a car. What expenses does he have? He gets married, he has kids. That's a lot of people that you have to feed, take care of, tuition. It would be a lot easier for me to serve Hashem if I didn't have to do that. Hashem, you're telling me to get married, but you also want me to serve you, to take care of this world. How am I supposed to do both? I can learn many hours a day if I don't have a family. I can go do all the mitzvot I want. I don't have to tell anybody where I am or what I'm doing. It's not fair. Why is it lo tov? Why is it not good for a man to be alone? Why does he need to get married? What's the point? I can sit and learn many, many years in yeshiva, work half the day, learn half the day, whatever I need to do. Once I have to get married and start a family, it's not really fair. Right? How is that so not good to get married? Hashem, you want me to do all these good things. So strange, no? Also, kids take time. You have to raise them, be mechanech them, you have to train them, teach them things. The animals, their kids are basically born raised. If they know how to eat, they know how to do whatever they need to do. That's it. The animals don't have to get married. They have mates just temporarily until they need to depart. That's it. They don't have any, there's no emotions, there's no baggage. It's all free. Why do we have to work so hard? Why do we have to work so hard? Hashem could have just given us ready-made kids. The animals are ready-made. Why does Hashem make us raise our own kids? The humankind is the only species that their kids are basically born helpless and stay helpless for an extended period of time. We have to raise them, train them, take care of them, pay for everything. Why is it lo tov? So, in a line, Rav Diamond says, the purpose is that if you don't work hard, then you're not going to become shalem. You're always going to be chaser, you're always going to be lacking. But by working hard, by raising your children, you yourself become more whole. You yourself fill yourself and advance yourself, improve yourself throughout the way. And he says, that's why the Torah says that Tov lagever yisa ol min urav. It's good for a guy to grab a burden while he's young. What's the burden? That's tov for him to take. It's the same tov that he wasn't having when he was alone. Getting married and having a family is a burden. Why do I need this burden? It was so much easier to serve you without it. Rav Diamond says that people come to him and they say, Rabbi, we're married for a few months. It's very hard. We're not sure we're cut out for this. We might not be right for each other. And all sorts of other things. He tells them, listen, it's hard. Good. It's supposed to be. You're supposed to work hard. You're supposed to take care of each other and put the other things on the side. Oh, you can't learn as much Torah now that you're married? First of all, it might not be true. Depends. Second of all, yeah. But that's part of the job. La'ovda u'shomra. To raise your family, to build your family, is what will bring you, is what will bring you to that growth. And the challenge, the coping that you have to go through raising your family, having children, is exactly what Hashem wants you to do. There's no such thing as prefab children. They don't come ready-made with all the chinuch and good midot and knowing how to do everything. It doesn't happen that way. You have to teach them. You have to instill values in them. And my wife taught my son to look for kosher. So now he always looks, oh you, is kosher. So one time he wanted some candy in the store, and I said, "Oh, is it kosher?" And he was looking for the OU. It had Hasidish Hechsher. So he didn't find the OU. I'm like, I guess we can't have it. Okay, never mind. But he has this value. He knows what to look for. Hashem created us with intent for us to fix ourselves. We are not created ready to go. It's part of the job to work hard, even though it's not easy to be married and have kids and raise them. Obviously, I have no idea what I'm talking about, but he clearly does. I'm just starting at the beginning of this journey to figure these things out. And he says very nicely that we say, what happens at an Ashkenazi Brit Milah? What do you say to for the baby? Keshem she nichnas lebrit. Just like he entered the Brit, Kain yikanes. So to he, the baby, we got there. So too, when the baby should grow, nichnas is nif'al, means the baby himself is the subject of the sentence, should be the one to grow. The Taz, and at least the Sfaradi Siddurim that I looked at, have a different version of the text. It doesn't say Kishem Shenichnas. When an Ashkenazi goes to a Sephardi Brit, and they look at the text, that, or they try to say the right text, they always get thrown off, because it's not the same. Doesn't it say Kishem Shenichnas? It says Kishem Shenichnasto. The same way you brought him in, Ken Tizakeu Lehachniso. The Torah L'chupa L'masim Tovim. You, the father, should be Zoche to bring him out to Torah L'chupa L'masim Tovim. What are we saying? Good luck. You know, Hashem, Hatzlacha Rava. The kid doesn't have to do anything. It's you. You're the father. You're the one who has the responsibility of raising this kid. Ashkenazim are prepared. Okay. Everyone has what to work on. Baruch Hashem. Hashem did not create us shalim. He wants us to be mashlim ourselves. Maharal says, this is a famous Maharal everybody should have in his back pocket. Maharal says, why is Adam called Adam? Why? Because of the Adama, right? Adam was created from Afar. What about animals? They weren't? Thin air? Why are animals called behemot, behema, as opposed to something else like Adam, Adama, Adamit, whatever? So Maharal is a famous Vart. Adama is something you can plant in and it grows. Unlimited potential. Behema is two words. Ba, inside of it, ma. What is what you see. You don't get more than you see in an animal. Human beings, you can raise them, you can train them, well beyond what you could ever perceive. And that's really what Hashem wants us to do. He's tasking us with this endeavor. So you'll say, okay, very nice. But listen, I have things to do. At 3 in the morning, my newborn baby wakes up, not me, Masha. A couple gets married, finally have a baby. 2-3 months in, the father wakes up in the middle of the night to put the crying baby back to sleep. And he puts the pesternak in, cuddles him, says, okay, motek, laila tov, good night. And then half an hour later, the baby wakes up again. He says, okay, motek, go to sleep. You know, here's the pesternak, go to sleep. Abba has to learn Torah in the morning. I'm not just going to work. He has to learn Torah in the morning. I have to get to Kenisa in the morning. Whatever it is. And the third time, the fourth time, he's like, oi, vave la, go to sleep already. Right? That vave la is not for the baby. The baby doesn't understand what vave la means yet. Right? One day. But it's for Hashem. Hashem. I daven for however many years, however many months for this baby. Ava lola yelad hazayit palalti. I didn't daven for this one, Hashem. I wanted one that was ready-made, he sleeps nicely, everything's okay, I can get to Kollel on time. Hashem, I didn't want this. This is not what I asked for. It's not fair. That's exactly the problem. That's what Hashem wants you to have. Hashem wants everyone to have that. Because without it, if things are easy, you're not growing. You're not going to get there. You're not going to reach what you have to reach. Rav Aryeh Levine, the tzaddik from Yerushalayim, Rav Aryeh Levine, if you haven't read the book, Tzaddik in Our Times, recommended, required reading for life, about a real tzaddik, Rav Aryeh Levine. Rav Aryeh Levine was Rav Eliyahu's father-in-law, also, a little-known fact. But he was a huge tzaddik, Rav Aryeh Levine. He used to dance with the prisoners. He'll teach Torah to the prisoners back in the 40s, before there was a Medina. He was a big tzaddik, Rav Aryeh Levine. So he used to tell his daughters, when they were changing diapers, imagine you're changing the diaper of the future next Chazon Ish. You'll take it a little bit differently, right? It's not just the baby. This could be the Chazon Ish one day. And you're changing his diapers. Oh, it's disgusting. Okay. But in order for him to become the Chazon Ish, you have to. If not, it's not going to happen. You have to take it as a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that you have, an opportunity, not just as a burden that's crushing you. Rather, something that you have an opportunity to help yourself. Chavetz Chaim used to tell his son, eat so you can learn Torah. Eat so that you can do this. It's a mitzvah to feed your children. Hashem created our children helpless, not just for us to raise them for them, but for us to raise ourselves. To take this opportunity of Chinuch HaBanim, something very special, the mitzvah we should be happy about. The Kohen Gadol used to do one of the most disgusting things in the Beit HaMikdash with Simcha. He used to clean the menorah. It's all disgusting, and wax and oil and everything that they had. They didn't have nice, you know, olive oil that burnt nicely all the time. They had other things also. And the Kohen Gadol did Hatavat HaNerot. He cleaned the menorah with tremendous simcha and chedva all the time. If it wasn't a holy act to take care of our children, Hashem wouldn't take us away from our Torah learning and our mitzvot in order for us to do it. Something that we have to take seriously, something that we take as an opportunity not as, ugh, I have to do this also. How come I can't focus on myself right now? This is focusing on ourselves. This is focusing on our Torah and our mitzvot. Animals are not don't need chinuch. They don't need to be raised. They don't have families like we do. In order for us to become an Adam, though, we have to actually work on ourselves. And that's what marriage and chinuch are all about. They both require tremendous investment of our kochot in order to make it happen. If Hashem didn't give us this opportunity, we would never become whole. It's a beracha we have to say thank you, Hashem, that we have this opportunity to work on ourselves by having children. If not, then we won't ever get there. We won't ever finish ourselves. We won't ever complete ourselves. You know, some people think that they're married to a schnitzel machine or a cleaning machine. But the truth is, you're not. You're married to a human being. Hashem wants you to invest in that also. I have a cousin who, when he was in high school, was very, very innocent. So my wife used to be Ashkenazi, Baruch Hashem. She's not anymore, but she used to be. I think that the Gerut was successful, I'm pretty sure, Baruch Hashem. So one of my cousins was, when he was very young, when he was younger, he was walking with us one Shabbat. And very innocently he said that the worst shidduch you can have is a Persian boy and an Ashkenazi girl. Because he wants her to do everything and she wants him to do everything. And he's 100% right. That's what we are like. 100% right. But that's our opportunity to grow, to give to each other and take care of each other, even though we each want from each other to do something. And that's basically the idea. A person shouldn't be upset if his wife doesn't do hakol mikol kol for him. It's okay if there's some things that she doesn't do. It's okay. And at the same time, we both try to give to each other and take care of each other. Gemara says, Isha kishera osa ritzon ba'ala. A good wife does what her husband wants. But that doesn't mean the husband can claim it's all her fault because she's not doing what I want. He has to make sure to marry someone who has that perspective, not to tell her, this is your mantra, please live by it. So that's not derech eretz. And he actually had a story of time that he had a husband who came to him once. Big talmid chacham, magid shir in yeshiva. But the guy shows up, he says, my wife won't do what I want. It's her fault. And he's like, excuse me? He's like, yeah, it's her fault. He's like, really? You think that's the halacha? He's like, yeah. He's like, okay, come. We'll go to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Let's ask him. Let's see what he says. Someone who's been learning his entire life. His wife let him learn his entire life. Let's see. Let's see what Rav Chaim Kanievsky says. He's like, no. I'm okay. I don't have to ask the Shaila. I know the answer already. I'm right. So he said, okay, I'll go for you. Don't worry. Went, and the answer was, this guy says he's a Ben Torah. He's not a Ben Torah. It's not how a Ben Torah acts. Ben Torah makes sure that he marries a person who is on that level, who is interested in doing what her husband wants, but not that he has to change her into such a thing. That's not his role. That's not his role. One's role is not to be mish'abed. One's role is not to bring one's wife into servitude, his home into his family into his servitude. Rather, to be the servant to his family. Moshe Rabbeinu is called Moshe. Why? What does Rashi say? Min ha'mayim yishitu. Everyone knows this Rashi. Min ha'mayim yishitu. Bad Paro said, I drew him out of the water. So wait, Moshe is present. Why isn't his name Mashui? You know, drawn. Why is it Moshe means drawing? So the Sfarno says, because it's a reminder that you were drawn once, now you must always be drawn from. You were given to as a child. We took care of you. Now you have to take care of others. It never stops. You're not drawn, taken care of, so you can sit on your throne for the rest of your life. Once we take care of you, that means you have to start taking care of others. And when one grows up, when one is raised by his parents, they put everything into him. They took care of him. They gave him a home. They gave him food, clothing, education. They gave him guidance, wisdom. They taught him everything. And when he puts the ring on somebody's finger, under the chuppah, by the way, you should never, ever make sure that there are edim when you get engaged. You might be married already. But you put the ring under the chuppah, that's when you do kiddushin at that time. That's when the marriage begins. That's when the marriage begins. And at that time, one is actually Mishuabad to his wife, and he has to start giving everything he received to his wife and his future family. At that time is when it flips. Shlomo HaMelech says, Chanoch l'nar al pi darko, and that giving has to be al pi darko. It has to be in the way that the child needs to be raised. That means not the way I want to raise him, but the way he needs to be raised. I can't figure out, look at this, and there's a cookie cutter, it's a mold, there's a shape, let me take my kids and shove them into it. It's not how it works. If your kids wake up early, then they wake up early. You can't force them to necessarily wake up and, you know, wake up later. If that's their style, that's their style. Whatever it is at every stage of life. I have to figure out when's the right time for this kid to go to sleep. What does he need to eat? Am I cooking him this because he likes it and he needs it, or because I like this and I won't buy the things he likes because I don't like them? Seems very trivial, but, you know, I don't like eggs. I don't cook eggs for my kids. My wife does, Baruch Hashem. But if my wife didn't, then I would have to. Because my kids might want eggs. It's not about us. It's about what our kids need. Chanoch l'nar al pi darko means what the child needs. Not forcing him into a mold, not forcing him to be something that he's not, not forcing him to eat or sleep or go somewhere that's not productive for him. You know, taking your kid to a party is not such a productive thing if he's not going to have an easy time, if he didn't have a nap before. Whatever the examples are, we have to be smart about how we do them. Finally, just in conclusion, a number of final points. Number one, so now what? I gave you a couple examples. I spoke about this grand idea. Okay, but Rabbi, tell me, what do I have to do? Where does it say in Shulchan Aruch how to, you know, be a good husband, how to be a good father, how to be a good son, all those things? They're not written anywhere. How do I do that? How come all this detail in halacha, it's what beracha you say on this and this situation, but nothing about, you know, what to buy your wife for this anniversary or your kids on their birthday? It doesn't say it anywhere. Why not? Same thing for marriage. Same thing for kids. So Rav Diamond says, there's a reason why both of those things don't have any guidance, any specific guidelines. It's because it's going to be different from person to person. The Torah says, Vasita yashar ve'hatov. You should do what's right and just. How come the Torah doesn't give me a million examples of what that means? Says the Ramban, because there are a million examples of what that means, and it's always going to be different v'chol dor v'ador, v'chol makom u'makom. You have to figure out, oh, but Rabbi, it's hard, maybe I'm not meant for this? No, that's exactly the point. You are meant for it. If it's hard, that means you have to be motivated, get up there, and go figure it out. That's why it's not written, because it's your responsibility for you in your life to figure it out. And without you getting up there, you're not putting in your efforts, you're just going to read it off of a script, you're not going to grow because you didn't try. You have to try, you have to want to try, and put in that effort to grow. Of course, goes without saying, but it should be said, davening. You have to daven that whatever we do is the way Hashem wants it to be, that the right words come out of our mouths. We act in the right way, that our children meet the right people, they have the right teachers, they have the right friends, the right community, the right shul. The right friends on the bus, to be the good influences on them. If a kid is in the wrong class with the wrong teacher or in the wrong school, it can ruin him for the entire year or more. That's why we always have to pray for our children and never stop when things are okay, because there's going to be another year. You have to always daven for more that they should be okay. Finally, Rav Diamond writes, when he got married, at his wedding, he asked his mother, Ima, you did everything for me until now. How can I say thank you? You raised me, you took care of me, hakol. Well, how do I say thank you? So she said, now that you're getting married, you take everything I gave and did for you, and you put it into your family. And that's what you do, and that's how you say thank you to me. You pass it on to the next generation, and they grow also. All in all, it's something for us to all work on. We all have our own different lives, our own situations, whether we be single, you know, dating, engaged, married, no kids yet, kids on the way, kids are here, however old our kids are. Grandkids maybe already. Everyone is going to have his opportunity to put in more effort and to not be, you know, lazy and sitting around. That's what we have to do. That's why we're here, because it makes us better and brings us closer to what Hashem wants. Lo tov hayod ha'adam levado. It's not good for us to be alone. We need to have something to do, people to take care of. That's what tov legever yisrael ben urav will make us into better, more shalom people. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen v'amen. Okay, thanks, everybody. I think Rabbi Elbaz will be here soon. Finish a little early.